This week's Torah reading is called Boy, which means come. God gives the last three plagues over Egypt through Moshe Rabbeinu and tells the Jewish people to leave Egypt and so on. Now, between these two events, the last three plagues and the coming out of the children of Israel from Egypt, there's a very specific ceremony, holiday, that the Jewish people had to actually celebrate and do and so on, which is called Pesach, Passover. And there are so many laws in Passover. Most of them apply only to Jews, do not apply to non-Jews. But we know that every single commandment in the Torah has basically two facets. Phase number one is the practical commandment. You have to do this and don't do that and so on. Phase number two is the spiritual lesson that this commandment holds, actually. And that spiritual lesson many, many times applies both to Jews and non-Jews. So let's see. One of the main things in Passover, not the only one, but one of the main things is the prohibition of eating chometz, which means leavened bread, bread that grew, and the mitzvah, the obligation of eating matzah, which means not leavened bread, flat bread, so to speak. Between parentheses, interestingly, 2,000 years ago, matzah used to be like a big bread, even though it wasn't leavened, so it was very tough and very hard. But whatever, nowadays it's a very flat bread, not leavened, unleavened bread. What's the difference between chometz and matzah? Leavened or unleavened? When you look at the Hebrew letters that actually make these two words, they seem very, very similar. You have chometz, you have the sound of tz, and matzah, the sound of tz, tzadik. That letter is the same. Then you have matzah, the mem, the sound of mem, and you have chometz, the sound of mem, so it's the same letter. There's just one difference. One letter makes the difference. Matzah is with the letter hey, which is actually three lines, a line, horizontal line, a vertical line, and another line at the left, separated from the other two lines. That's a hey matzah, unleavened bread. And then you have chometz, which with the ches. Ches means pretty the same thing. It's the same letter as a hey, but it's a horizontal line, a vertical line in the right, and in the left, there's another line which is actually connected to the other two lines. So we have the only difference between matzah and chometz, it's just one letter. Matzah is a letter hey, which has an opening, so to speak, three lines, with an opening, small opening between the left line and the other two lines. And chometz, leavened bread, has a letter ches, which doesn't have that opening. And both letters are open on the bottom of the letter. So, what's the difference? What does it mean? Our sages explain that actually the opening below both letters, both letter ches and letter hey, they mean what God told Cain, one of the children of the first man that killed his brother and so on. God told Cain, Le Pesach in Hebrew, Le Pesach Chatas Rabbits. In the door, your sin is going to be over there waiting for you. That means that in an opening below represents that it's very easy to sin. It's easy peace. In order to behave properly, you have to work on yourself. You have to make an effort to sin. It's so easy. And you know what? It's a big door open below to go to a bad place, so to speak. That's what the opening below means. The ches, chometz, doesn't have, the letter ches doesn't have an opening on the left side above. I'm sorry. When a person is in a level of letter ches, we're going to learn what that means, there's basically no way out. The only way out is below, and it goes to a bad place. On the other hand, the letter hey also has an opening below, because the opportunity to behave improperly, do evil, it's always open to everybody. And it's over there, waiting for us at the door, quote unquote. But the letter hey has an opening above, a very small opening. That gives room to escape, so to speak, evil and bad behaviors and so on. Even though it's a small opening, however, it is an opportunity. Why is it a small opening? Our sages say, God tells each one of us, open for me a very small hole, like the eye of a needle, and I will open for you a very huge door. Don't worry, you just do your effort, you do your part, Even if it's a small opening, I'll be there for you, to support you and to help you. That's what the letter Hey represents, an opportunity. So wait a second, what's the service of God of letter Ches, and what's the service of God of letter Hey? Again, letter Ches, no way out, everything is bad, and letter Hey, there is a way out. The idea is like this. Just as we said before, Chometz represents leavened bread that grows, that represents pride, that represents arrogance, a person that feels, I deserve. You know what? When you analyze this in a specific mitzvah of tzedakah, charity, a person that gives charity, however, he feels, I deserve, that's why I have money. He doesn't deserve, that's why he doesn't have money. That's why he was punished with poverty and so on. I wasn't punished because I'm a good guy. That's pride. That's arrogance. And even though a person does tzedakah, can help other people, even in that level, however, the feeling is, I deserve. That's why I give. I have so many merits and so on. On the other hand, the letter Hey represents a person that has, in Hebrew, bitul, nullification, sacrifices himself, understands that actually I don't deserve. The reason why I have money is because God gave me a tremendous blessing that I don't deserve. And the reason why the other guy doesn't have money, God didn't give him this blessing, but he's waiting for me to bless this guy. And the other way around. God is blessing this poor person through me, and is giving me the merit of helping this poor person, to the point that our sages say, more than what the rich guy does with the poor guy does with the rich. Because the poor guy receives the money. Okay, very fine. The rich guy gives the money. Very nice. However, the poor guy is given a mitzvah, is given a commandment, is given a connection to God through doing, actually, this mitzvah of tzedakah. So we see that a person can fulfill the mitzvahs, in any case, in the way of ches, in the way of pride and arrogance. However, the feeling is me, not a connection to God. At least, not as powerful as the connection to God when a person is in the level of a hey, of humility, in the level of nullification, of understanding that he has a mission in the world to fulfill, to help other people. So that's why God tells us in Passover, when the Jewish people were actually in Egypt and they were servants to Egypt and they had a servant mind and so on, God tells us, look, in order to start leaving your personal Egypt, which means limitations and oppressions and so on, first thing you have to do is to leave the pride. Leave the arrogance aside. Don't eat chometz. Don't eat leavened bread. Rather, you should eat unleavened bread, matzah, and that's going to help you to realize that you have an opening to really connect to God. And the reason why you exist is because you have a purpose in life to be an emissary of good, of goodness, an ambassador of life, so to speak, in the world. And other people should gain, in a good sense, connection to God through you.